Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 31st.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is enthrall, spelled E-N-T-H-R-A-L-L. Enthrall is a verb. It means to hold the attention of someone by being very exciting, interesting, or beautiful. Or, in other words, to charm. It's often used in its past participle form, as in, I was enthralled by the beauty of the landscape. Here's the word used in a sentence from Tap Into of Elizabeth, New Jersey by Casey Abline. Judy Blume's books have captivated generations of readers. Anyone who has held one of her countless paperbacks will immediately recall her name. Blume's startling honesty has comforted and enthralled readers for decades. The history of the word enthrall appeals far less than the word as we use it today might suggest. In Middle English, enthrallen meant to deprive of privileges, to put in bondage. Thrall then, as now, referred to bondage or slavery. An early figurative use of enthrall appeared in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in these words, "So is mine eye enthralled to thy shape." But we rarely use even this sense of mental or moral control anymore. More often, the word simply suggests a state of being generally captivated or delighted by some particular thing. Enthrall is commonly found in its past participle form, enthralled, which can mean spellbound, as in, we listened enthralled to the elder's oral history. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.